The Supreme Court decided in May that it was legal for legislative bodies to open their meetings with prayer, even if that prayer favors certain faiths. But the Huntsville, Alabama City Council wondered if that was fair. In 2012, the Freedom From Religion Foundation challenged council members to broaden thinking about the opening prayer. They did, and that led to a chain of events that saw last month's council opened by atheist Kelly McCauley.
Dearly beloved, when the ancients considered the values that were proper and necessary for the good governance of a peaceful, productive society, they brought to our minds the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation. These values have stood the test of time. In more recent days, an American style of governance has led to approbation for newer, enlightened values. We celebrate diversity, we enjoy protections of our freedoms in a constitutional republic, and we dearly value egalitarianism.
Who would have thought an atheist would deliver the invocation in the Deep South at a city council meeting, especially when the Supreme Court ruled they didn't have to invite them? Huntsville's city council asked the local Interfaith Mission Service to choose the new voices to deliver the opening prayer. Jeannie Robinson is the service's executive director. She's also an ordained deacon of the Episcopal Church, and she joins us from WLRH in Huntsville. Jeannie, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for calling us.
And so this invocation, how long standing has it been?
Well, I guess the city council started it a few years ago. And then, as you noted, in about 2012, the city council decided they wanted people to represent the diversity of different faiths and thought traditions in Huntsville. So they came to the Interfaith Mission Service to ask us if we could find ministers. Primarily at that point, it was ministers who did reflect the religious demographics of Huntsville.
Which were some of the faiths represented?
Well, the largest number of people are adherents to Christianity. We also have one temple and one synagogue of the Jewish faith. We have two mosques, and we have two Hindu temples and cultural centers. So we've got a variety, including, of course, Quakers and Unitarian Universalists and Unity Church, and also a number of evangelical Protestant churches, mm-hmm. as well as mainline Protestant and Roman Catholic, of course.
Well, and we know that your group, the Interfaith Mission, recently posted an invitation online inviting people to deliver invocations. What are the requirements?
Well, we'd like for them to be a resident of Huntsville or the county. Primarily, we want them to have some standing in their community of faith so that they're seen to be a respected or they speak for others. And other than that, they just have to be brief, 60 to 90 seconds. They can't proselytize. This is not the time to try and win others over to your point of view. And they can't make personal political statements. We have an open microphone time at the city council meeting, and that's the time for the open statements.
So we just heard the reading by Kelly McCauley,
right,
an atheist. What was the thinking when this came through?
Well, the city council asked that we reflect the demographics and with our choice of people to give the invocation. And the demographics show that there's a sizable percentage of people who are uncommitted, let's say. And so then I think with the encouragement of the North Alabama Free Thought Association.
That's his group.
Mm-hmm. That's a group, yes. We were approached and put Kelly McCauley on the rotating list to give the invocation. And I think he did an excellent job. The whole idea of the invocation is to set their intention to work together as public servants to serve all of the citizens in Huntsville. And I think he did an excellent job of invoking that goal.
Well, how are people responding? Now, I don't want to imply that those of us outside of Huntsville think there couldn't be people in Huntsville who would be accepting of an atheist giving an invocation. Huntsville, by the way, the most liberal city probably in Alabama. But atheism is still kind of an unknown to a lot of Americans. I mean, a lot of cities might have citizens sit up a little straighter and say what?
Yeah, that did happen, in fact. I mean, there have been some comments. AL.com, which is our local media conglomerate, did a poll to find out whether an atheist giving an invocation, what kind of support there was. And surprisingly enough, 67% said, yes, it would be fine. People of all faiths as well as non-believers deserve that right. Now, that was 2,500 votes were cast, so it's pretty unscientific. But still, that is a certain representation.
Well, it sounds like the atheist had a more favorable rating than the Wiccan high priest did that you had this past winter.
Right. Well, as far as I know, there wasn't a poll taken after that. But I think there were some people who thought that was not the best idea. I think Wiccan, and I have to admit to a certain level of ignorance myself, but Wiccan is not a very well understood religion or faith or thought tradition. I'm not even sure exactly how to describe them. So there were a few hiccups there. But the city council did decide that this perhaps could be an educational opportunity.
Wiccan, a modern pagan.
A modern pagan, faith. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, with no central authority figure, which just brings the question we had about an atheist delivering an invocation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there were a lot of comments about that.
Well,
so,
who's he invoking?
Right, who is the atheist invoking? Well, I think, as Kelly said, he's sort of invoking the values that Americans cherish, like courage and moderation and the protection of minorities, diversity, that sort of thing. So it's not so much invoking a divine guidance as much as trying to evoke in all of us this desire to work for the common good.
Jeannie Robison, Executive Director of the Interfaith Mission Service that helps the Huntsville, Alabama City Council pick people to give their invocation. She's also an ordained deacon of the Episcopal Church. Deacon Jeannie, thanks so much.
You're so welcome.